25 East 6th Avenue and Shop Emporia First.
Hi, this is Bobby Dadakin at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, and we thank you for shopping Emporia First.
Hi, this is Carrie with Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal at 1015 Industrial Road, where our difference is you. We appreciate your business and thank you for shopping Emporia First.
Spend it here, keep it here, shop Emporia First.
KVOE Live in Local 74 Degrees. Good morning, it is 828. It is time for What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning hosted by our friend and outdoorsman, Mr. Phil Totten. What's In Outdoors, brought to you weekly by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and our friends at Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny out there on East 12th near the Water Tower. And from studio here this morning, yeah, at home in Emporia, Phil is back. How are you, Phil?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to see you face-to-face here.
Well, I tell you, it's always nice coming into Emporia. I came in Monday. I was going to be part of the, it was Wednesday. This is how things are going this week. We was going out to Camp Alexander and introduced the kids to fishing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then it's been so wet and the lightning was in the air, so Juan canceled it, and it's going to be going on today. And I was on a fishing trip with Joe Bragg and a couple of friends from Junction City, way back childhood friends, and Joe put us on some crappies. So those kids out of Camp Alexander, we'll have some fish to eat, and
Ooh.
They're going to try to fish today out there. But you talk about take a dog to work day, Ron.
Yeah.
Little Myrn goes to work with me every day down there at Council Grove. I have retired, and now I've unretired. I'm the gas and trash guy for the marina.
I was going to say, you retired when? When did that happen?
But she's always a joy to be with me. She rides in that little red truck, and like a good woman, she barks at a lot of people. But I guarantee you, like a good woman, her bark is a lot worse than her bite.
Well, good, good.
But with firearms going on, I've been trying to get this guy on the show for a long time, Ron, way before hunting season. And I asked him to join us on the show to talk about caring for your guns now that hunting season is over. So What's In Outdoors wants to welcome Harold Buckby of Down Home Guns in Allen, Kansas, on the show this morning.
Harold, good morning.
Good morning.
I should have stopped just there in Allen and did the show. I went by your fair city this morning. We could have had a cups of coffee before I come to the studio.
I usually have coffee on in the morning, and once in a while donuts, and once in a while when my wife stays off, she'll do some burritos or breakfast burritos and fix for the coffee group and just enjoy doing it and having people coming in.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to be over there to visit you because I got a couple of guns I need to get looked at. And moving from Emporia to Council Grove and get settled in, I left a couple of my shotguns in a case. And, boy, I really felt bad when I opened that case up and saw some rust on the barrels.
Yeah.
So I know some people have their guns in cases now, and the hunting season's over. So what would you recommend if you're not a recreational shooter? And that you probably won't be going out again hunting until dove season. How to take care of that gun once hunting season's over?
Well, you usually normally oil them up real good. And if you are going to put them in cases, kind of leave your case a little bit open. If you're going to put them in a safe, same way. Like I've got some of my handguns or... I leave the little soft cases open just a little bit, give them a little bit of air, but not a whole bunch of moisture.
You mentioned oil them up. Hoppy's number 9 used to be something that I used.
That's what I still use.
Just opening that up and the smell of it, it'd take you into the outdoors, I'll guarantee you. But you still use it.
That's kind of old school and... still do that today.
Some people use WD-40 and put on there. What's better, the Hoppies or the... And you say you still use it, so evidently Hoppies is still a good product.
I still believe in the Hoppies. I've heard that about the WD-40. I just didn't ever try it. You know, really didn't have any reason because the Hoppies always has worked.
When we talk about hunting, and now with the high school shooting sports going on, and I tell you, I need to give a What's in Outdoors tip of the hat to our teams, our local teams around here. Northern Heights had a state champion, their team, in the novice division, and they haven't.
This is their actually first year. They tried to start it a couple of years ago when the COVID hit them, and they responded to me about helping them, help support them, and I was all about that. And I did not get to go to their shoot this last weekend. I was busy, but we did have one that took home third.
Oh, that was great. I'd like to see the kids get involved with that. And, of course, in Lyon County, we have the 4-H Junior Shooting Sports, and we had a big event coming up in July there that you'll learn more about this if you come out to the Flint Hills Mall, I believe. I'll get in that a little bit on events. I got it written down somewhere. Anymore, I got to write those dates down. I just can't.
I know it.
But are you a coach? You mentioned being there at Council Grove with the kids coming over there and using the Council Grove range. And now Allen is going to help let them build a range there in Allen. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually on the city council for Allen, and we voted to let them. They are going to lease the property by our city dump and convert it into an actual really nice shooting sports deal, and all for backing that. I am not a coach. I used to coach baseball years ago, and I'm really kind of old to be doing it. Didn't get to do much trap shooting when I was young. I did a little bit of it, but really enjoyed it, and I'm all about funding, helping fund it, because they do all of that on their own. The school doesn't even give them any funds for travel or anything, and they kind of started this all on their own, and I talked to them, and they're really wanting to get it bigger and better, and I'm going to do all I can to help them do that, because I want to give back to youth.
Well, listeners, we're talking to Harold Buckby. He is the owner of Down Home Guns, Allen, Kansas. If you have any questions about firearms, please give us a call, because I'm a hunter. I don't get into concealed carry and all the different laws. I do know several different legislations have been passed. I think a big one in New York about concealed carry, and I feel that everybody should have some education about firearms, whether they plan on shooting or not. One of the things we do in Hunter's Ed is talk about firearm safety and responsibility in the homes. And I once had a mother tell me, well, Phil, I don't need to worry about that. I won't have a gun in my house. Of course, with hunting, you can use bow and arrow. You can do, you know, trapping and in the outdoors to harvest game. But I said, well, that's okay. You won't have a gun in your house. But what makes you think when your child goes to another house, someone else might have a gun over there? So excellent little publication by Wildlife and Parks that we put out. It's called Firearm Safety for Parents. Yep. I got 300 at hand, and I will be handing those out in Flint Hills Mall when we have that event. Well, Harold, one of my outdoor mentors, and I miss the man dearly, Richard McCoy. And Richard was a veteran. Richard was a longtime hunter education instructor. And he never really liked to hunt, but he loved to, he would say, punch holes in paper to shoot. Yep. And so as a recreational shooter with a trap, or some people like to go to a range with a with their pistols, does that firearm need to be cleaned after each use?
The newer models, no. That's what we were always taught years and years ago. You know, you take it out and shoot it, you clean it. The newer ones, you can go maybe up to 40, 50 rounds before you really need to clean them. They're just made so much better. And, you know, it's still, some people still believe in the old philosophy. You shoot it, you clean it. But the newer ones, they don't recommend that you have to. And that's just, you know, I'm still old school. I pretty much do it. I'll go out and shoot 10 or 20 rounds, all cleaning.
if you were just going to wipe it down, and once again we talk about carrying a firearm anywhere, it should be unloaded with the action open in a gun case. But at very minimal, if I was just going to wipe it down, because I do know if, moisture from your hands can lead to rust on the barrel, what would you suggest just wiping it down with?
Just, like I said, that Hoppy's again, or I've used 3-in-1 oil, sewing machine oil.
Well, Harold, if someone needed a firearm worked on, just what services do you provide there at Down Home Guns?
Okay, I'm not a gunsmith myself. I do have a gunsmith that lives in town. He has a full-time job, works for Simmons. His name's Matt Thompson, and he's really, really good at it, and he's wanting to do it for an actual living. But he's not at the point where he can be retired enough to do that yet. And I send all my stuff to him, and I never had any complaints about how he does stuff. He's really good at what he does.
Do you have a web page or anything like that, Harold? Facebook page? Or how can people get hold of your gunsmith?
I don't know if he has one, but you can just give me a call at my number, and I can give you his... I can give you his number, and you can get a hold of him that way. I don't think he has a website, but I have his number if they would like to call me, and I could get a hold of him. And like I said, he's busy, and he doesn't always get right to things when we take him, but he will get to them if he decides to do so.
Appreciate that, Harold. And that number is 620-528-3581. If you need a firearm that needs a little bit of tender, loving care, that's what I call about it. And
yeah.
I'll tell you, Ron, guns, they're a fascination to a lot of people. When I pick up a gun, especially in an old one, that I remember my grandfather had or my father, and going hunting, that brings back memories. And, you know, you feel in your hand down that firearm, the forearm, the wood, it just brings back memories of the people that we hunted with. In closing, Harold, you know so much about guns, and we hear about ARs and AKs. What's the difference between an AR and an AK?
Okay, your AK is a 7.62 by 39 millimeter shell. Your AR is a 5.56 by 45 millimeter. Your AK is Russian-made. Your ARs, are, a lot of them nowadays, are made in the United States. Your AK is about 300 yards range. Your ARs are about 800.
And, of course, when these are sold, these are semi-automatics, aren't they?
Yes.
Is there a way that people convert them so they're automatic?
Well, there is. But you have to be a Class 3 dealer to even own them with that capability of doing that. It's all in the trigger mechanism, and you have, like I said, you have to be a Class 3 dealer to even be considered to own one, and I am not.
Okay, well, I know you're a wealth of knowledge. I hope to meet you, and maybe you can come down to that great event we're going to be having at Flint Hills Mall with the Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports. So,
just give me a reminder of when that is.
Okay, I do have it in my notes. And, Ron, our notes of events are starting to weigh down. You know, I've seen you a copy of them all the time, and now we're...
July 23rd.
July 23rd is called the EGO Day, Twin Rivers Shooting Sports at the Flint Hills Mall, and there'll be all kind of events there.
Okay.
We'll be there doing a fishing demonstration with the kids and giving away another lifetime hunting or fishing license. So you're going to be hearing more about that event, you sure will.
You bet. Glad to do that.
All righty. Thanks for being on the show, sir.
Thank you for having me. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right. You too, Harold. Harold Buckby, Down Home Guns, Allen, Kansas. You're right. He is a wealth of knowledge, huh?
Man. He is, and I'll tell you, gunsmithing, we're in need of boat mechanics bad. So you know, with education, we got an awful good Flint Hills Technical College out here, and hopefully we can get some things going on that lines. I once took a class on automotive mechanics, Ron, and I was a pretty good student. I made A's, but getting my hands in that grease, tightening them nuts or untightening them and putting them nuts back in the right place, and I've run in and out with guns, that's a different matter. So that's why we need this. We need people that have that talent to get involved with it, sir, do.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Get ready for summer entertaining with Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. You'll find great deals on grills from Weber, Traeger, and Napoleon, and find all of your seasonings, sauces, and rubs while you're there. And nothing cools you down better than homemade ice cream churned from a Nostalgia 4-quart electric ice cream maker. Find everything you need to make outdoor entertaining easy with great deals from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The summer heat is here, and it's hard on us all. Thankfully, there's a holiday weekend ahead. Express Tire and Auto wishes everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. Express Tire will be closed Saturday, July 2nd through Monday, July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. So don't wait until the last minute to schedule your tire and automotive repairs. But whether it's before or after your holiday, Express Tire will be there to take care of your vehicles. Visit them at 806 East 12th on Facebook or ExpressTirePros.com.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. You're tuned into What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. And as Phil leaves here this morning, it is off to the races. The worm races here in a while, huh?
Oh, that's always fun, meeting the kids and talking to them. And that's one of the things I like about being there at the Council Grove Marina. Kids come in and sharing their stories, and we share fishing tips. And some of these kids got some pretty good stories, and so I always ask them to give me a story, and if they want to, they can expand it a little bit, or maybe even fabricate it.
Sure. Say
that. So that's your story. All I do is pass it on. We get a kick out of that, and every entry I get, I know there's a story about there of that. And by entries, we still got our summer-long family fun fishing contest going on. I'll announce the week four winners here in just a minute. But last week I reported that that we had 6 cubic feet coming into the lake and 16 feet was going out. Well, if anybody lives in this neck of the woods, they know about flooding, and they know John Redmond is the big reservoir that holds the water. And the Neosho River starts up around Parkerville, Skiddy, White City, and it comes into the Council Grove Reservoir. And so we monitor that, and it's really cool. A lot of people say that Neosho River is the best catfishing river in the nation, but it empties down into Grand Oklahoma and Grand Lake in Oklahoma that's going down through there. So we monitor the levels. And so after the rain that we had yesterday, we have 440 feet coming in, cubic feet coming in a second, but now we've opened the gates to 1,014 going out. So it is quite a science with lake management, of course. Dealing with the Corps engineers is sort of aggravating sometimes. We don't know why they do this and that, but they're the people that controls the floods the best they can. Of course, God has the big control of it. And so, and maybe I know I can't talk to Chuck about the weather, so well, he needs to let that go. We just learn to live with it. But even with the high water and the bad water and that, by bad water, I mean high water and the rain coming in and everything, I was able to fish with Joe Bragg and my friends, the Upshaws. One came from Pensacola, Florida, and the other was from Lincoln up there around Slina area. And we did catch the crappie there at Milford Lake. And there's Joe just loves to drop shot over brush piles. And I do have another Facebook page going called What's In Outdoors that we send straight to the KVOE webpage. Yeah. And you'll see some fishing tips that I give on drop shotting, different kind of rigging.
Oh, good.
And you really want to keep it simple so your minnow and your weight will go down through the brush, because the crappie, they do suspend, but they do go on brush. And if you have a leader that's hanging off of your line, that's that leader with your bait, your minnow, that's going to be getting caught on that brush. So there's a certain way you can tie that hook. It's called a loop knot, right on the line. And then sometimes that weight, if you do get snagged, if you just jig a little bit, that weight will knock it off there. So these are different ways. But we caught about 40 crappie that day. We caught more. But, of course, you want to let the little ones go. Sometimes you want to let the big ones go. Yeah. But they do have a unique fish cleaning station up there. And one thing that I saw, it grinds the fish remains up and pours them right back into the lake. And it wasn't long. There was a slick going across that lake where the emulsions and everything was drifting. And the number of fish that came up around where that tube was coming out, some nice catfish and carp were there. It would provide some fishing for people there. And same kind of deal about fishing around a fish feeder. Well, you know, when that alarm goes off, you can catch a lot of fish. But some of those crappie fillets will be going out to the kids at Camp Alexander. And,
laying around today?
Oh, yes, sir. After the worm race, I'm going to beat it out there and see if I can't get a bite of one of them. But let's go to that last break, Ron, and then we'll talk about some events that we have coming up.
You're tuned in to KVOE Live and Local. This is What's in Outdoors. We're back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Get ready for summer entertaining with Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. You'll find great deals on grills from Weber, Traeger, and Napoleon, and find all of your seasonings, sauces, and rubs while you're there. And nothing cools you down better than homemade ice cream churned from a Nostalgia 4-quart electric ice cream maker. Find everything you need to make outdoor entertaining easy with great deals from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The summer heat is here, and it's hard on us all. Thankfully, there's a holiday weekend ahead. Express Tire and Auto wishes everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. Express Tire will be closed Saturday, July 2nd through Monday, July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. So don't wait until the last minute to schedule your tire and automotive repairs. But whether it's before or after your holiday, Express Tire will be there to take care of your vehicles. Visit them at 806 East 12th on Facebook or ExpressTirePros.com.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:50. This is What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. Make sure to hop on KVOE.com, click on the community tab right there, and then hit that link. What's in Outdoors takes you right to the What's in Outdoors webpage. All kinds of great information, photos, and a list of what's going on. And Phil, there is a lengthy list here for you to talk about, it looks like, huh?
Well, a lot of that is the winners of our contest.
Oh, I guess it is, isn't
it? Yeah, that's our...
I'm just looking at a long list, aren't I?
Well, you can see what I go through there at Studio North or Studio South when I'm trying to put the radio station together. And, of course, you see a lot of big print now, Ron.
It is perfect, Phil. Absolutely perfect.
I can't always find that five or six pairs of glasses I got around the house, so I just print big. And now you see it in different colors to point
out. I know.
That is good. But we are taking part in the Big Kansas Derby. And with that, Watson Outdoors and our supporters, we bought five fish. And they're swimming the waters of Kansas. Three of them are in the city lake at Council Grove. And so you just need to go to the KS Outdoors webpage to find out about that. I know there's fish in Redding or Lyon County Lake and then also over there at Chase County Lake.
Okay.
But I bought three fish I have in the city lake at Council Grove. I named after Dutch Honor, my father Herman, and Coach Cheese. Those are all people that have impressed me in my life. And of course, Herman, that's my father. He's just sort of elusive. He's still swimming around out there. But we had three fish, Ron, caught, in like the first day of the tournament. Yeah. I haven't had one caught out of the lake since. So people, you just got to go to that webpage and see where you can go fishing. If you catch a tag fish, report it. Then again, we got our summer-long family fun fishing contest. We're in week 4, and we will have, I believe it's 13 weeks of this contest, and then we'll award major prizes. And the big prize is that, and just selected at random, would be a lifetime hunting or fishing license and a fishing trip, family fishing trip with Joe Bragg. So our week 4 winners going down is Liam Lauer there at Chase County. He's a four-time winner this year already. And I think next year I will limit entries to 20 for me. We're somewhere up around 150 entries now.
Okay.
And I have a young lady named Emma with a catfish, and I'm going to try to put the places where they're down. We're getting entries from Topeka, from Olathe. Haven't had any out-of-state entries, but what it is they'll either redeem their gift certificate at the Council Grove Marina, which, by the way, we're having a band tonight.
Oh, you are?
Playing. We're open up. We got one of our docks open. Yes, King England will be there. And then tomorrow night, we got karaoke. So that's always a fun time, and I love to be out on the boat and hearing water. I'm hearing music go across it sometimes.
Yeah, I do too. That's great.
So now our fellow named Braden and friends, you'll see a picture of him. They got a big basket of crappie, and another one has a big catfish. So Braden won with crappie. I had him on the radio show last week, and we're still trying to get this contest together where hopefully I can contact a child earlier and have him on the radio show to tell him, sort of like an Art Linkletter, you know, kids say the darndest things. Well, Phil says the darndest things sometimes, so thanks for listening in. Our sunfish category, a little fella named Braxton, and I met Braxton over at the Jaeger Jensen fishing tournament, which was cool, and all the kids there. And it's been a big summer for him because he won a fishing pole over there, and by golly, he caught a sunfish and entered it, and now he's our sunfish winner. And then last but not least, we have Logan from Olathe, and anything goes. He has a big catch of lightning bugs.
Oh, okay.
Shows him with a jar of lightning bugs. You remember when you was a kid, Ron, going out and catching lightning bugs and having them in there and watching
them? It's always
fun. I thought Paul Revere, he had to do a little bit more than just lightning bugs at that. But on August 27th, I believe it is, and it's just coming out, we'll have another Zoom meeting next week to get that going, is our annual Vamos Apis Guard Day. And I'm going to leave a flyer up there at the radio station. And
please
do. That's working with Sally Sanchez with HOTT and Patricia with the Migrant Education Program. And this year it'll be a one-day event out at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. They're doing some good things there at the college in a lot of ways, getting that.
And they are.
I've been meeting Ken Weiser. He's been coming over to the marina just asking all about fishing. I think now that he's retired, he wants to get into some other things. So
great idea.
That ought about do it for this week's show, Ron. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday. And folks,
We're going to mention the Ebenezer United Methodist Church annual fishing tournament and fish fry coming up this weekend, Phil.
That is a fun event. They really do a good thing.
Yeah, they've got registration starts today for day one, and this is 4.5 miles west of Olpe on Road 70, and fishing begins today. There'll be a fish weigh-in tonight from 6 until 7, then tomorrow they'll do it all over again. Register, head out. Fish weigh-in will be 10 until 2 tomorrow, and then the big fish fry potluck dinner is from 6 until 8 tomorrow night out at the Ebenezer United Methodist Church.
That's what I like, Ron, those dinners.
Yeah.
I really do there and sit and rub elbows with people.
You've been out to this before, haven't you?
I have, yes, sir, I have. They do some great programs over there, just a great community. And fishing is just one of the things that I find is the bond that's going to keep families together. So got to get out there and do it. Share your stories with Phil with What's in Outdoors.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. Well, Phil, off to the warm races, huh?
Yes, sir. You take care, Ron.
Are you giving away some prizes down there?
Yes, we're giving away 2 fishing poles, 2 hats, and if I can, I'm going to drift through the KVOE youth T-shirt section.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple of T-shirts.
Help yourself.
Okay. Take care, sir.
Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, every Friday morning here, KVOE Live and Local. Brought to you every week by Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew out there on East 12th near the Water Tower, and our good friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. You know, Blue Stem doesn't have it. It probably is not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. Good morning. It's 8:56.
The Supreme Court is set to release more opinions over the next hour, and ABC's Terry